This week's film is Only the Brave, starring Josh Brolin, Miles Teller, and Jennifer Connelly. Only the Brave is based upon the true story of the 19 Granite Mountain hotshots from the Prescott, Arizona Fire Department who perished in the Yarnell Hill Fire in 2013. However, while the story of the tragedy serves as the vehicle for the film, the real story here is one of family, and its sometimes unexpected source. The movie follows a young man, Brandon McDonough, as he joins the Prescott Fire Department's Wildland Fire Station No. 7, a hand crew one step below the National Certified Hotshots. Brandon, played by Miles Teller, is pretty much a deadbeat, struggling to find his place in the world, held back by drugs and a minor criminal record. The station chief, Eric Marsh, played by Brolin, decides to give Brandon a chance. Brandon's struggles parallel the station's difficulties in obtaining certification as a top-tier hotshot station, a certification never obtained by a municipal fire department. Now, director Joseph Kosinski, who last directed Tom Cruise in Oblivion, could have settled for a retread of heroism and sacrifice of first responders. Certainly visually, there are a few images more emotional than the American flag draped from atop of a hook and ladder fire truck, and that sentiment alone could have carried this story. But like the real-life characters of the fire station, Kosinski's take on the tragedy evolved. When he researched the stories of the fallen, he quickly discovered deeper threads, family and brotherhood. Only the Brave peels back layer after layer of several of the hotshots who depict the complexity of dedicating one's life to one of the most dangerous jobs on the planet. So like Copland displayed for Police with a stellar dramatic performance by Sylvester Stallone, these hotshots aren't perfect heroes. They defy presidential tweets of oversimplification as bad guys or good guys. They struggle to find self-worth, adapt to changing family responsibilities, and are often fairly invisible in their own communities. But what they do have is each other and those that love them. To them, these are the true and only safe zones. And it has nothing to do with social media. As a result, the role of Eric Marsh's wife, Amanda, increased significantly, and Jennifer Connelly, who spent time riding horses Western style with a real-life Amanda, knocks it out of the park farther than a Houston Astros baseball player. So, on my ski trail rating system, Only the Brave earns my highest Black Diamond trail rating. Terrific performances by the entire cast are amplified by surprisingly hard-hitting script, well-paced action, and stunning cinematography and special effects. In yet another horrific fire season, Only the Brave gives you a compelling glimpse of the realities faced by the men and women who serve our communities by working the literal last lines of defense, and those who support them day in and day out. Only the Brave is rated PG-13 for thematic content, drug and sexual references, language, and evolved locker room banter. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Park City Film Series.